This is Steve Knopfsinger with KFRM reporting the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today, I'm talking with Dan Rosebrook, who farms in Beverly, Kansas, in Lincoln County. Dan, how has the rainfall been from planting time up to now?
We have been, I call the best way I can describe it, is spoon-fed. We just get a little shower when we're about ready to die.
Oh, my.
But we've actually grown good grass. Monocrops look fair. Beans are not much. We've harvested some corn. We got some corn yet to harvest. I think our later corn's going to be better than our early corn was. We're better off than some. We're not near as good as others.
Okay.
That's the best way to put it.
Is your corn going to silage more or partially?
No, we'll pick it for grain. We're going to pick it for grain. We chopped quite a little bit of silage last year and we carried some over, so we're not having to. We should have chopped some corn. Didn't do quite as good as we thought. 55, 60 on some real short season corn planted early. We should have chopped it, but that's hindsight.
Yeah.
No, we look. Our other corn looks like it might do that 80 bushel range or so, which for this area, that's not bad.
As far as the Milo, when do you think you guys might be?
Yeah, Milo that's colored, virtually completely colored. We're 3-4 weeks away from Milo harvest. Beans are losing leaves pretty fast. We might be a week or two away from harvesting beans.
And their soybeans are filling the pods?
What I checked earlier, there's a lot of flakes in some of the pods. With three bean pod, some of them will have one and some of them will have two. Very few of them have three beans. So it's not going to be a home run for sure, but it's going to be better than last year.
Yeah. That's good. That is good.
Yeah.
Have you had any other challenges as far as hail or insects or disease even?
Well, we got some cover crop, oats and radishes and turnips that we planted, and we just sprayed that yesterday for armyworms. There's a lot of people that's had chintz bugs, and we had to replant Milo because of chintz bugs. But otherwise, they weren't near as bad as they were last year, but then now we have an armyworm infestation showing up, and we're just pretty nervous about getting to planting wheat too quick because of those.
Yeah, I could understand that. They seem to be all around the state, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. It's a lot of guys aren't aware of it, I guess, best way to say it. When you see the crop going backwards, it's kind of like, ooh, there's something wrong.
Yeah, maybe something can take those army worms out for you, too. I don't...
Yeah, well, I think an inch and a half of rain will greatly improve things, which is what we had this week.
Okay.
Yes, we had substantial rain here. Don't have to go too far away, and they got just half inch instead of inch and a half. So we were in one of them pockets that got good moisture.
That's good to hear. Glad you guys got something out of that.
That inch and a half is as much rain as we've had in any one rain all summer. We've had a lot of 30, 40 hundredths of rain, and no pond water, hauling water to cattle. They're getting creative on where we're grazing.
Well, I hope these next few weather systems, you guys get some more out of this. That's
yes. We grow our feed for our cows in wheat stubble behind a wheat double crop sedan grass. And we've got some windrows on the ground, but it's just fine if they get wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that today. And I wish you the best on rainfall for you guys and the whole state, really. This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Dan Rosebrook, who farms in Beverly, Kansas, in Lincoln County. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM.